From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Damascus is calling a Turkish military operation overnight to evacuate dozens of troops and relocate a historically significant tomb in northern Syria, an act of flagrant aggression. Ankara dispatched soldiers, tanks, and jets over the border to rescue nearly 40 Turkish soldiers tasked with protecting the remains of Süleyman Shah, grandfather of Ottoman Empire founder, as Islamic State militants were closing in. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Hundreds of soldiers, supported by nearly 100 tanks and armored vehicles, along with fighter jets, traveled nearly 30 kilometers into Syria, but no clashes were reported. The forces returned to Turkish territory Sunday. One soldier died in what was described as an accident.
Eşme civarından yine Suriye topraklarına girerek,
he said Turkish forces took control of an area of Syria, raising the Turkish flag, where Süleyman Shah will later be transferred. Under a 1921 treaty with Syria, Turkey claims a small part of Syrian territory for a mausoleum for Süleyman Shah, which is protected by Turkish soldiers. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart are meeting in Switzerland today as they continue to try to reach a deal on Iran's nuclear program by March 31st. Kerry and Mohammad Javad Zarif joined talks already underway with Iran's atomic energy chief Ali Akbar Saleh and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. The discussions between the U.S. and Iran are aimed at resolving disputes blocking an agreement between Iran and the six world powers known as the P5+1. Nigeria's military says it has reclaimed a strategic border town from the Boko Haram militant group. A military spokesman said the government troops, backed by airstrikes, took control of Baga after a fierce battle late Friday. This is VOA News. Two people were killed today when a bomb exploded in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, as government supporters there and elsewhere marked the one-year anniversary of the overthrow of the country's pro-Kremlin president, Viktor Yanukovych. Authorities said at least 10 other people were injured by the blast during a march commemorating Mr. Yanukovych's ouster. Kharkiv is more than 200 kilometers from the front line, where pro-Russian separatists have been battling Kiev's forces, but rebels have carried out violent protests in eastern Ukraine's biggest city during the past year. Meantime, military officials say both sides have agreed to pull back heavy weapons from eastern Ukraine, a positive sign for the implementation of a peace deal that has been repeatedly violated. The rebels have now confirmed through news organizations that they have signed the deal, which calls for withdrawal in the next 2 weeks. Australia's government plans to monitor social media in real time to try to combat terrorist propaganda on the internet. The government hopes the effort will help identify and dismantle online messages of hate from groups such as the Islamic State. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Attorney General George Brandis says the scheme to monitor social media would help thwart extremists who use the internet to weaponize information.
We are monitoring social media for the purpose of identifying and, where appropriate, taking down terrorist propaganda.
The plan would need the support of internet service providers and companies such as Google and Facebook to trawl social media looking for offensive posts and videos. David Connery from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says targeting the right people won't be easy.
The idea of a counter-narrative has been discussed for some time, but what I think they're trying to do is add to the government's overall disruption strategy towards terrorism.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
New U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is in southern Afghanistan today reviewing plans to withdraw U.S. troops from the country within 2 years. On his second day in Afghanistan, Carter flew from Kabul to Kandahar for more meetings with Afghan leaders and American military commanders. He also met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani.
The grounds for peace have never been better in the last 36 years. Our approach is productive. We are hopeful, but categorical answers in a peace process are dangerous. The questions are under consideration. The direction is positive. We cannot make premature announcements.
Mr. Ghani talking there about prospects for peace with the Taliban. This is Carter's first trip abroad since becoming the U.S. Defense Secretary. And gunmen have raided a South Sudanese school, kidnapping at least 89 children, according to the United Nations. The abduction took place while students were taking exams in a school near Malakal, and the number could be even higher. The militants went house to house. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.